Hey there, AfterBuzzers. You are here watching The Shades of Blue, season 3, episode 2, The Hollow Crown. Will Harley find out who killed Navo? Does Waz get the team back? And can Ramsay be trusted? All that, stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is such a perfect song for today.
Love it today. Recipes, Michael Jackson, one of the greatest ever to do it.
It's already been 9 years.
I know.
That's so crazy. It's been 9 years since he died, but
his memory lives on forever.
Long time.
Eternal flame.
Right. But we are so excited to talk about this episode. I have my lovely co-host here. Ladies, introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Jazzy.
Hey, what's everybody? It's Felicia Michelle here.
And I'm Monique Loveless. So, ladies, let me know what you thought about this episode.
There was a lot going on. I didn't expect a lot of things that had happened. I really wish that Harley could have solved, you know, Nava's murder all by herself without anyone's help. But, of course, you know, Waz is. He always just likes to get into the picture. So, I don't know. I don't know how to feel.
I like this episode. It was a little conflicting, though, because Harley, like, had the worst day ever. Like, she had the worst day ever.
Yeah, and it's like
everyone who tried to help her just didn't seem very helpful.
Like, help. Yeah.
It's not like, can you help? No, actually, please don't.
She did. And she had so much going on, like, in her mind with everything that just happened to her. And now on top of, you know, James or Navo being killed, it was just kind of a hectic moment for her.
Yeah. It's a rough day. And then her daughter being suspended. It was just too much.
I mean, but she was fighting for their family.
I know. I actually probably would have.
Do you condone that?
Definitely not. I kind of would have been
supportive. Would you have taken up for her, though, in the principal's office?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, what?
Absolutely.
My mom would ride or die for me. I would ride or die for my kids.
Really?
They did nothing wrong. What are you talking about?
But I think J-Lo did very well at being a mother, because my mom always told me, like, if anyone puts their hands on you first, then you put your hands on them. But don't be the first one to put your hands on them. So,
well, she was the first.
Well, she was the first, but Harley did say, you know, like, I don't care if, like, you know, she's talking about me or talking about anyone else. Don't put your hands on anybody. So she did step in and let her know, like, she gave her her dabs, you know, her props, and gave her a hug after the end when she's like, you know, I burned so many calories for beating her ass.
Right.
But, you know, I think she still was like a motherly role, and it's like, you know, even if they disrespect you some kind of way, just suck it up and put your chin up and keep moving forward. So then that was pretty good to see.
Yeah, it was. I actually like that. I feel like Christina is now kick-ass like her mom. It kind of gave her some cred. Like, you're not just this school girl, like, you really have these type of feelings too. Mm-hmm. Like, your mom, you are extension of her.
Right.
So, yeah, I like that they showed that. That was cool.
And I like her getting with the principal is probably my favorite part, though, because she got with the principal and she let her daughter know what was at stake for her and her future at the same time. I love a good double read. So if you could get
the double read.
The double read is when you address one person, but it's applicable to more people. And she just let her know. It's kind of like, you have to work twice as hard as these other girls. Like, get it together.
Yeah, it was a special moment.
Hashtag double read.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. But you could see Christina in the chair looking at her mom, like, admiring with her speech. You know, she was like, dang, like, my mom does see I'm out here working, you know, and I'm making her proud. So it was a really special moment. And I think that was something that us as the viewers needed to see, because everything was just very dramatic and, like, boom, 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 boom.
Right.
So we needed some kind of relief, some kind of awe, you know, something to smile about.
Right. So. Yeah, I thought it was a good moment. But let's take it back to the beginning of the episode, back to Harley's, you know,
her breakdown.
How it started, her night actually started bad.
Her nightmare.
So we begin this episode with Harley, with James or Navo being dead. Mm-hmm. I'll say Navo, because that's what they was calling him in the episode. But so we begin with him. They're there, and she runs to the scene, and she sees him. Did you guys expect him at the end of the last scene?
Expecting to see him dead?
Did you expect to see him? Like, when she ran, he was turned over. So, were you expecting to see James?
I didn't expect that at all, but I But I guess it kind of made sense when she was running, like, because you could see the terror in her face. Like, please don't tell me it has to be, like, one of my loved ones. So right. whether it would have been Nava or would have been Christina, like, I'm pretty sure she was like, you know, please don't let it be. So, right. But I wasn't expecting him.
Me
that
either.
Kind of caught me by surprise.
Right. I thought it was the cop that she was...
Stahl? The one that she's been haunting her?
No. I'm forgetting his name. The one she's in cahoots with right now. Oh, that we see at the end.
Is it, how do you pronounce his name? Is it Lamont? Or
something Lamont? Like that. Yeah.
How do you pronounce his name? This is terrible.
I know. We're sorry. But yes, him.
The one I have a crush on?
Yes, I have a crush on. How do you pronounce his name? But yes. So you thought it was him. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I did think it was him. I thought it was him.
Loman.
I was kind of close to Lamont.
No, Loman is the black officer. The new officer who she found his partner at the scene last episode, and now they have been working kind of together. He's the intelligence officer.
Okay, yes.
Oh, well, okay. What's
his name? Yes. Got it. I thought it was him.
Wasn't expecting it to be Nava, but, I mean, clearly it was just depressing to see, you know, Kylie just really just had to take the all innings. I don't want to catch one of my loved ones, my mother, my sister, or my boyfriend, whatever it is.
Right.
So
she obviously has that she has to deal with, and then she claims she sees Stahl, so she goes into the FBI office to tell them that she has seen Stahl.
Mm-hmm.
And the other lady comes in and lets her know, we got all of this information, you're crazy, like, you're just having a hard time, and you didn't see him. He's not here, he's in Arizona, we're tracking him. How did you guys take that situation? How did you feel about her going in there and how they reacted to her?
It was not laughable, but it was kind of like, you ever been in a situation where you know what you know and someone's trying to tell you that, no, that's not it? It was just like, wow, you guys really don't know. Like, but then again, do we know if she's seeing this? This is a real thing to her. It's very real. So because like her character's not crazy, in my opinion, I kind of want to believe her. Like, yes, her experience was traumatic, but you can't just throw that all under, oh, maybe it's PTSD or something. Like, maybe she's just seeing it.
Right.
Like, no, she could actually be seeing him. And he's an intelligence officer. He could throw them off his trail, you know.
I just think that they're not being very like sympathetic of her needs and how she feels.
Yeah.
Because she's really battling two different things at one time. So she lost the love of her life, mm-hmm. but then she's also being haunted or stalked by someone that pretty much traumatized her, you know?
Right.
So I think it was a lot. I think it was interesting. I actually like it, the fact that she did go to the FBI to just still solve that. It's like, how can you focus on this situation when your boyfriend or husband just got murdered? Like, right. How can you do both at one time? So her whole mind is cluttered. But I like how she's like, no, I got to be here, I got to be there. Or like, she's doing both right now.
Do you believe that her doing that was just kind of being angry, so she went to the FBI and kind of took all of her anger that she felt out on?
Absolutely not. I think it was 100% how she felt.
Okay. Because as you guys covered last episode, she saw Stahl's face in the guy she shot. So is that really him? Or is she just seeing things?
I don't think that she's seeing things.
I don't think she's seeing things either.
Really?
No.
I think she's all there. I think it's... Well, first off, it's the final season, so that's why it would lead me into thinking that.
To thinking that, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no. I think she's seeing stuff.
So you think Harley's crazy?
I think that she is...
Traumatized.
Yes. Traumatized, that's a better word. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think she's crazy. I think she still has her common sense, but I think that she's very traumatized. And it's kind of like a PTSD type thing. So I feel that... She's seeing stuff. I feel like she's seeing him everywhere because she just wants to get him.
Well, this is what I think. I think that she may be seeing stuff, but I think that what she's seeing is the fact that she knows in her heart that he's not dead.
Right.
So I think it's more so not just her being traumatized. I think she just knows that he's not dead.
Right.
If you think about it, when she was rescued by Waz, she didn't get to see how he died. She didn't get to see him.
Right.
So I think she needs that closure to see if he's really dead or not. So that's why she's seeing things, because in her heart, he's still not dead. So I guess we'll see. Yeah, she wants to see proof. It's like, show me receipts.
Does she really want? But she's trying to become that brings a great question. She's trying to become a better cop. So does she really want to see him dead, or is she the type that just wants to see him behind bars?
I don't know. That's interesting.
I would say dead. I would say dead.
Honestly?
Yeah, because I don't know about you, but it's, you know, vengeance is not supposed to be yours. But if you have an opportunity to get revenge on somebody, you in that type of situation, you'd probably take it.
But even when you're trying to be a better person and do things,
you can't always rise above. You can't always operate at a higher frequency. Sometimes you're just down low with the low. So sometimes you just, you know, who's to say in that moment she can or cannot? She might not.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like she's trying to be a better cop and actually go by the book. And since she's trying that, maybe she would want to see him behind bars more than dead. Because she's got a lot of death going on that she's kind of like, I don't want to see death no more.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Like, because it's really hard to look at it. It's different ways to interpret it. I don't really think that she wants to see him dead. But, I mean, you know, I think she wants that closure.
Whatever, yeah.
She wants that closure. So whether he's dead or behind bars, she needs to see for herself.
That he's, you know, somewhere that she can see.
Yeah.
Well, going into, before we get into our next thing, Felicia, do you have something for us?
Oh, I do. Hey, After Buzzers. Here at the network, we make after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. There is no network that works harder for television fans, but we need your help. So we're asking that you please subscribe to two or more of our YouTube channels. So besides helping us out a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content that you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite TV after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that you might be interested in. Subscribing to our YouTube channel will also help you discover shows that we're sure that you'll love. Since you're already here with us for drama, we have The Bold Type, The Affair, Queen of the South, Claws.
Where you can find me.
Where you can find Jamie of Claws. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. Please do not be shy about subscribing to those either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. It's easy. Hit the subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we will shout you out on air. Thank you so much for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our very best to serve you guys. Love y'all.
Yes, we do. We love our fans. So make sure you guys stay in the chat. Make sure you go on and you rate us. Give us 5 stars. We will, like she said, we will shout you out.
Speaking of shout outs, Brian, by the way, he also agrees that she might be seeing things. That Harley's probably seeing things when it comes to Stall.
I'm telling y'all, she is seeing
stuff. Brian, I don't know. He might be right. We'll see. We'll see the next episode.
She's traumatized. But then again, you never know. It could be like a, you know, a whole turnaround and Stall really is pulling the wool over the FBI's eyes. But I feel like she is really traumatized and she's seeing stuff. I do feel like he's going to come back, though. He's not done.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see, but we'll talk about predictions, I guess, later.
Yeah.
That'll be later in predictions. But, okay, so Wozniak pays a visit to Ramsey to talk about their deal. And they talk about, you know, how the deal went wrong because clearly Harley didn't deliver the deliverables.
Which also led to Nava's death, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, so sad. Exactly. Which is another thing that she has to deal with, that she feels like now that's her fault. But, yeah, definitely she didn't deliver the deliverables like it was supposed to be done. Ramsey's not having that. He's like, we're not cool. Like, you guys didn't deliver how you were supposed to. We had a deal. Now, where do we go from here? And they kind of rearranged the deal. Wozniak is still going to get Quince, but he has to deliver his part two, and he also has to make sure that it all equals up to where Harley is still safe.
Yeah.
What are you guys trusting Ramsey on this
situation? I don't think Ramsey can be trusted whatsoever. Yeah. I mean, it's clearly because Ramsey is the reason why Nava is dead. And Harley wasn't crazy about that because when she went to Woz saying, like, I know Ramsey's behind this, and Woz trying to cover it up, not knowing that Woz is actually protecting her. But absolutely not. Ramsey can't be trusted. If Ramsey could do what he did there, not only did he's in charge of Nava's death, but, I mean, one of his own guys had died, as we've seen in the previous episodes, at the coffee shop, or, excuse me, the diner. So there's no telling if like Waz or Ramsay would like turn on each other or right. I don't know. I don't trust Ramsay.
Do you trust Waz though? Yeah, so the question comes, do you trust Waz? Do you think that Wozniak actually was trying to keep Harley safe?
Well, oh yeah, he loves her.
I think he was trying to keep her safe on top of getting his revenge.
Yeah,
Waz is all about getting what's hit for him. He's like, mm-hmm. you know what, we both can work this out, we can break together, I promise we'll get yours, but let me get mine first, right? And then we can all figure it out. So
like, he's trying to work, like there's so many moving parts that he's just trying to make sure that they all work. Waz for him.
Waz is a wise guy.
He definitely is. So clearly, they're trying to make this deal. As they're making this deal, Harley goes and she goes to the morgue to, you know, see. But then she asked about seeing James. She went in, she saw him, and then she goes starts going through his stuff. As she turns on the phone, he has actually texted her a number, which she tries to go and see, you know, what this was about.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you, do you feel like it was okay? First of all, did you feel like it was okay for her to go through evidence like that?
Well, why would it not have been okay?
I mean, I guess she's, why is it like this thing in your, it's like she's trying to be a better cop. She's trying to be a better cop. She just is what she is. And that's her man. Like, that's her guy. Like, she's looking for answers. Like, even if it's practical, not legal, if that's okay or not okay, it doesn't matter because she really just wants to find out what's going on. She knows nothing, or from what she knows that she doesn't know at all, because she was down there to see the guy Caesar's body, to see what wounds were on his body.
Right.
Well, this is what I think. It's like, even aside from, you know, her man being dead and trying to get to the bottom of it, at the end of the day, she's still a cop. So what she's doing is what she would do for someone else's death. And she's also kind of dragged into it, unfortunately, because the Ramsay's mess. So, like, she has no choice. So I don't think she was wrong at all for deeping further to figure out what was going on, especially if now that it was revealed that the text was meant for her anyways. I think it sounds like to me Neville was trying to protect her, like, lead her to this, like, hey, Waz probably in on this. Like, he was trying to protect her, especially with the fact when we found out later when Harley met up with the other cop that's trying to help her, too, to get Ramsay back.
Mm-hmm.
He even said, like, oh, you know, Ramsay went after Nava because he was protecting Orlando. So Nava was always on her side from the beginning with, period. Like, her and her man were like this.
Yeah, I mean, I've always seen that he's been there for her. But my question is I feel like they skipped over this. When did he, can we get like a flashback to when it was about to happen? Because like, you're about to be shot or you're trying to save somebody's life. I don't understand how you get the time to text numbers to somebody. Like, are you feeling like you're really about to die? Like, I wish we could get a flashback of the situation, of the actual situation.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure it's going to probably reveal itself. I mean, I wouldn't doubt
that we see some of it, but right now it's like, we're not going to see any of it because they're going to try to build on and make us think, oh my gosh, what happened? But you never know the sequence of events. He might have sent the text prior. He might have found out about something else. He might have, you never know. So, shades of blue.
We have questions.
We
do.
And if you're watching live right now, please let us know. Fill us in. what do you guys think?
Right. So we can get those shout outs going on.
I'm just saying, I'm a pretty fast texter. It's not hard, just a couple of numbers. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, I do have a quick message from Mr. Nava himself. And he kind of awakened from the dead. Just kidding. But in the live episode yesterday, he did tweet out, which his real name is Gino, the guy that plays mm-hmm. Neville on the show. And he said, quote from the Raven, Neville Moore, shades of blue. Thank you so much for watching and supporting the new show. I've been so fortunate to be able to do what I love and be a part of this project. Please enjoy the rest of the season. Have a great season. Shades of blue. So that was like his way of saying goodbye. He's not going to be back on the show.
Right.
So it's possible that we may not see the flashbacks. Yeah. I don't know.
That's true.
Or maybe just saying like, bye y'all. Cause I've gone to the other, my character's gone to the other side.
I wish we could see some flashbacks though. I'll put that in predictions, but
I'll put it in the universe. We're going to see a flashback.
Yeah, put it out in the universe that we see a flashback, especially that this is the final season.
It's going to get intense.
I need it to wrap up. Yeah, I need it to come together. You know, I hate when those shows end and they're not like...
I mean, we're only on the third episode, so we have
plenty of time.
Yeah. I like to know, though. Okay, so she, you know, gets his stuff. She finds out that he sent her these numbers, which was 1245. Wozniak obviously knows too. And then we get the deal where Tufo has to go ask his brother to start digging into certain information to reach back out to old contacts. Do you think that was a good idea?
I don't think that was a good idea. I mean, he was trying to exercise trust with his brother, but from what I can gather, he's like, he lived a life of crime and now he's doing really well and he's not a part of any of that anymore. So it's kind of a little bit like, it makes me think, wow, this group is so strong. They're such a strong family that he's willing to ask his actual blood brother to do something that could put him back in danger and jeopardize his freedom and jeopardize his new life. Because I don't know the laws. I've never been arrested yet, but I know that you can't like canoodle with other people who have been released from prison or have a criminal record. I don't know the right word, but you can't, you know, engage in people like that if you have a criminal record. So him even doing that is probably putting him in risk for something. But he did say he trusted him to come back.
That's what I was gonna say. He said he trusted him to come back from that life, because all of this ends up tying together, as we can see, because Tess is in some trouble and she got money stolen as she's trying to do little side work. And
I was kind of surprised to see Tessa's secret revealed. Was anyone else surprised about that?
No.
I don't know. She
likes being a dirty cop, so it didn't really throw me off.
But I feel like we kind of knew that from last season, too. She was always kind of dibbling and dabbling and doing different stuff.
But Waz had no idea, because in the episode he was like, well, if you needed money, like, why didn't you tell me? You know, so she was just trying to do her own thing, her own way, and got caught. And so now it's like up to Waz to save everybody.
Yeah,
like,
now
Waz is like some kind of savior or something.
Right.
I think there's a part of Waz that truly enjoys it, though. Like, he likes for them to do stupid stuff so he can fix it. Like, he likes
like
to
be the dad.
Like, it's very like a paternal, y'all are children, even right. though y'all are adults.
He thinks he gets like an enjoyment.
Well, even
of
his
it.
Wife said it. They need their leader. Yeah. Like, they need you. They need their leader. So, yeah, that was something that I was just like, okay. I feel like we've seen her do stuff in previous episodes. If I'm wrong, somebody put it in the chat. But I swear we've seen stuff from her in previous episodes where she's gotten caught and she's like, oh, I was just trying to get some extra money. Anyway, Tess is trying to get extra money on the side. It gets stolen. A deal goes down badly. Which now Waz has to save her, and he has to save Harley, and he's trying to get the team to come back together and be this power team again.
But the way that the way that Waz had saved Tess, I didn't see that coming. About him killing Quince, finally getting his revenge. He killed Quince in order to save Tess because they did not have
Quince
the money.
Quince died twice.
The $200,000. I don't know if they didn't have the money or they just didn't want to give it up. Either way, it was like...
No, she didn't have it.
Well, I mean, how do we know Waz didn't have it? Either way, they weren't trying to give those guys money.
That's too much of a loan. No.
Yeah, no, no.
I'm surprised they even gave her that. Because
she was being a street hustler. So she's the transfer. They're not going to think anybody's going to mess with the cops. Like, honestly, even a dirty cop, they're like, oh, we're good, we're safe. So when the deal goes bad... Obviously, we see the deal go bad, and now Waz has to find a way to get her out of the situation that
before she dies.
Yeah, before she gets
slapped again. That was crazy.
I was kind of confused how that happened, because she clearly got punched, and her partner was killed. Why did anything happen to her? Like, how did she get back? How did she get away? I mean, did she put the car in reverse that fast? They had bypassed that part. She just get punched. It was so many guys surrounding her.
She was by herself because he recused himself from the situation.
She what?
She was alone because he recused himself from the situation.
Yeah, two folks recused himself from the situation. That's what he said when Waz was like, why weren't you with her? He was like, I recused myself from that.
Yeah, I'm saying she was by herself. So all I'm saying is the fact that she was alone. How did they not do more damage to her? That's what I was surprised about.
Because if you kill a police officer, and I'm sure that there's not, like, that doesn't go quietly. Like, cops take that very seriously.
Right.
So killing her probably is not important. Also, killing her is not going to get your 200 $200,000, right?
Yeah, $200,000.
It's not gonna get your money back.
Well, I mean, killing Quince wasn't gonna get the money back either, but he could.
Quince is a statement, though. Quince is a power move. Like, even though he was all right, how did I not see he was dead? Because he looked really dead to me. Like, I was like,
I know. He was dead. Like, fighting for his life or anything.
He wasn't moving.
But, yes. So, we're going to get to that because that's the end.
Wait, so he was really dead the first time?
Yeah, he was.
I know, he was still breathing.
No.
I had to have been still breathing.
No.
Well, so when he got.
He wasn't. When he was dead.
When Harley brought him to the house, Roz literally said, I didn't ask for him to come back breathing.
He said, I asked for him to come back breathing because he wanted the revenge.
He wanted to do the killing
because his son, he's the one who sent that little boy in there to shoot him.
Right, right. I know all that.
Yeah, but he wanted to be the one.
To actually take his life. I thought he was breathing.
No, he said I wanted him to be returned to me breathing.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. So sorry for Quince, man. Rest in peace, Quince. Rest in peace, Nava.
Yeah, so basically what happened
Quince,
is.
Though?
Yeah, man. I mean. Yes. Rest in peace, Quince.
Oh, no. Everyone is all scattered. So, Tess got into her little situation, and then Harley figures out that the 1245 was a container at this, you know, whatever they're called.
Unit? Storage unit?
No. They're the containers out in the, like, by the arenas.
I think it was, like, a shore.
Trailer.
It was a shore.
Yeah.
It was, like, a long shore.
But
something.
They're called, those are actually called some type of places. I don't know.
Places we don't go to.
We'll figure it out. But she went to the container. It was empty. She calls the cops so that they can meet the intelligence officer that works for Ramsey. So they can meet, and that's when she found that Quince was in the car. He had Quince in the car, and that was supposed to be the exchange. He told her that Ramsey had already got into the container because of Wozniak, and so she wasn't very happy. So now she thinks that Wozniak is against her, and he's really trying to be for her. So he killed Ramsey's person. I wanted to call him something else, but I'm not going to go there. He killed Quince instead of keeping him alive. Do you think that this officer is going to end up dead too?
I don't know if he's going to end up dead or not. I must just say yes. But I do think that it was a statement that in the handoff, he was already dead. It was like, you're not going to get that off. Like, you're
right.
Going to get it, but you're not going to get it off how you want it.
Right. He killed Quince. Right then and there, because he said that's what his boss told him to do, and he has to do what he
said.
But I also looked at it as the fact that he's kind of like, in a sense, giving up. Like, he wants his revenge as well, but he's just really hurt as well because his partner, he couldn't save his partner. So I think he's like, at this point, I don't give two F's. I'm going to just do whatever. Like, that's kind of
already so far gone.
Yeah, I'm so far gone to where. So I don't, if he isn't.
But he did give the information out to. Harley, and she asks why are you telling me this?
Well, he wants his revenge, just like the way Harley wants her closure for Nava's death. Like, she wants the one to solve the murder, and she wants to be the one to take down Ramsey too, because Wallace, like, trying to protect Ramsey because they have business with each other. So I think it's just like, he really wants to help Harley because they both want one good thing. They want justice.
Yeah,
pretty much. So
I can get with that. So it comes down to, they obviously get Quince. He shows up and he says, I want him alive because he has to make this deal. They make it to where he looks alive while he's sitting there. Right.
No, and he looked dead, but he looked alive enough.
He looked
like
alive
Weekend
enough.
At Bernie's, like, good? Just propped him. No, I said he looked dead, but he looked good enough to, like, pass.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Or no, I would say this. He looked unconscious.
Weekend at Bernie's.
He's still, like, breathing.
Yeah, he could technically still be breathing.
You guys, he looked, was still breathing.
No, he wasn't still breathing.
He's dead.
He was
dead. I'm gonna disbelieve he's still breathing, guys. Brian, you're watching right now. Please let me know. Do you think that Quince was breathing? Or do you think he was already dead?
Can we get a flashback?
Hold on. He was dead, but the way he was sitting, I feel like it made it look like they had already made him unconscious, but then it was like, let's show you.
Or maybe he was beaten or something.
Yeah. So let's show you that we're not playing around, and then she gets to kill him twice. What did you guys think about the ending?
It was good. It was good. It wasn't what I thought was going to happen. And it was kind of like, it wrapped it all up. like so quickly. I was just like, oh, I thought that would go on a little longer with them. Did you guys think that? Like,
I didn't expect that. I honestly was surprised that Quince was going to be there. I didn't know Quince was going to be like a statement made for to repay back the money. I honestly thought that Waz was going to kill that guy. Like, instead of paying him money, I thought he was going to just kill the guy off and all his friends. So, like, right when he walked up to the gate and was like, oh, you know, you're right on time, I really thought that Waz would pull his gun right then and there and just shoot him. So the fact that he brought him out and gave him actually a chance and to tell him a little soft story, I was like, oh, okay. You know, it caught me by surprise.
Did you know that he was going to Quince to show him that he was shooting?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
But that just leaves it open for predictions.
Right. So, let's do our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Prediction.
I just think that Jazz likes this predictions.
I do.
Since you love it so much, let's start off with is your prediction?
Woo! Okay. It's intense, you guys. So this is what I think is going to happen this episode.
She got ready.
I think that one of the guys that actually seen Waz kill Quince are probably going to rat him out or try to get maybe some of the other neighborhood people to try to turn on Waz for killing Quince. And I also think that some kind of relationship is going to spark between Harley and her partner. I keep forgetting his name. I pronounce it one more time for me, Felicia.
Loman.
Okay. Loman. It's close. It's an L and an O in there. Okay, Loman. I won't forget next time. But I really think that Loman and Harley are going to connect. Why? Because we all know how when you lose someone, you get really vulnerable and it just opens up feelings and everything. Loman. Loman, it seems like he's always by her side. Like, he's always there to help her. He knows what she's going through, and he doesn't mind, like, consulting and just comforting her. So if this happened in the next episode, I believe it's going to happen before the season ends.
Ew. Yeah, no, I don't believe that. Go, because they...
Just give me my kudos. Just give me my kudos when it happens.
No, like, because...
Wait, why would it be incest?
Because their relationship to me is, like, more like big sister, little brother type relationship. Like, but they're not related.
In the first episode, in the first season, he's taking up for her because she had his back. It was like
she's
really,
had his back. Their dynamic from the very beginning has been her as a protector and him as like a trainee, somebody to look after. She apologized to him in the first episode. We talked about that last week. And then it kind of is like he's not that rookie kind of cop anymore. I don't think Loman is swaggy enough to pull off Harley. Like, I just do not see it happening. And their relationship is very much like she's his protector. He's she's his superior, and I just don't think that that's gonna happen. She will fall in love again before this season is over.
Yes, I do believe that. However, so what's your prediction? Because I feel like I'm feeling
well. Really quick, I just want to end it off saying bye. We all seen Clueless, okay? The stepbrother and Cher. Like, I'm just saying, you know, they had each other's back.
That is what you stopped us from.
It is so possible for you to fall in love with a brother that's not even yours. That's all I gotta say.
All right. So, Felicia, what are your predictions?
So, my predictions are, wow. can you go?
I think that her and the intelligence cop, I need to really get his name. Can somebody in the chat let
Loman.
Us know? No.
Oh, okay.
No. Loman is the black guy. We now know who Loman is.
Loman is her partner. I'm talking about the intelligence guy who's with Ramsey. I think they're going to hit it off. I feel like they're going to hit it off.
I can see that.
Yes. I think they're going to hit it off. I think Saul is going to come back. And I also feel like there's going to be, hopefully they cover this, there's going to be a situation again with Tufo's brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I totally agree. I think her and the other guy are going to get together. Surely just off the fact that they're both in predicaments that they don't necessarily want to be in.
Right.
And, you know, he knows that, like, she has a good heart. She wants to kind of do the right thing. And she can see that he doesn't really want to be in his same predicament either. So, and I think they, like, look good together. If that's the one, that's a fact.
Yeah, he's cute.
So I think that it'll happen and those two will get together. I'm interested to see more about, like, what's going on with Christina. Because it seems like, you know, she was, like, a little kind of girl. And now, like, she stepped up a lot in this episode. Not to say, like, and condoning her violence, but it was like in the advocating for herself type of thing. So now she knows a better way to advocate for herself or what's going on with her mom. Oh, and I also want to hear her speech. I hope I get to hear her speech at the funeral. Like, I'm hoping that we see his funeral.
Right.
It wouldn't feel right if we didn't.
I feel like they're going to show that. They should show that. Yeah. And they need to show during the funeral the flashback of what happened. Like, I'm really stuck on that. Can we get a flashback? That's another prediction.
Can we get a flashback?
Right. Hashtag Shades of Blue. Hashtag flashback. Please. Because that's a part of predict. I feel like we need to know what he was thinking in that moment.
I know.
Anyways.
Also, before we leave, I forgot. We have to remind you guys to please go on iTunes to find us. If you ever in the car driving, you know how traffic is, you can go on iTunes. You can find us there. Please make sure you rate us. Give us 5 stars because the 4 stars do not work. And subscribe to our AfterBuzz TV channel.
Right, and make sure you can comment in the YouTubes too. I think I know I do.
Yeah, Ryan has been
and reader, stalker of comments. I read throughout the week.
Right, I do too. So make sure you guys go and do that. We really appreciate it. So, ladies, let us know where they can find you.
You can find me on all social media platforms at I'm Jazzy. That's IMJAZZIEE.
And you can find me at It's Felicia Michelle.
And I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me everywhere at Miss Mo Loveless. That's MS Mo Loveless. Make sure you also follow me on get all your styles and tips and tricks on my website, MoniqueLoveless.com. And make sure you tune in on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for Total Bellas. So you're on another show too. Let us know.
Claws. Yeah, you can always tune in same night actually at 4. Claws after show. Right here on TV Dramas.
Oh, since you're doing that, Real Housewives of Potomac is the same exact night at 7 o'clock, though.
Yes, so make sure you check all of our other shows out, and we will see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.